AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In Washington, where about 3 hours from now, Pope Francis arrives at the White House to be welcomed by President Obama. Our Mark Smith is already there.
The Pope's getting the full treatment in a ceremony on the South Lawn that'll look and sound much like the welcome George W. Bush gave Pope Benedict XVI in 2008. For Obama and Francis, today's a follow-up to their first encounter at the Vatican last year, which the president called inspirational.
I was extremely moved by his insights.
More than 15,000 guests have been invited to today's welcome, but many thousands more will see the pontiff afterward as his motorcade winds through Washington to a mass at the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. Mark Smith at the White House.
Tomorrow, Francis addresses Congress, and lawmakers are already reminding each other to be polite, since some do and some don't agree with him on sensitive issues like abortion and gay rights. Top Senate Democrat Harry Reid says applause would be okay, but jumping up and down while Francis speaks, not so much.
I would hope that if there's applause during the speech, we can all applaud, but not the up and down stuff. I think that's not a dignified way to conduct ourselves.
China's president is visiting the other Washington today. Xi Jinping is in Seattle, where he'll meet privately with the CEOs of Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and other big companies. They want to see some rules of the road for companies doing business in foreign nations. Yogi Berra has died. The Hall of Fame catcher was 90 years old when he died yesterday at his home in New Jersey. Known also for those famous yogiisms like it ain't over till it's over and a nickel ain't worth a dime anymore.
Some of them are true, you know, but I guess some of the people, when they go out of banquet, use my name.
Yogi Berra. This is AP Radio News. Our Sagar Magani's got more now on Yogi Berra, the New York Yankees legend.
It ain't over till it's over. It's deja vu all over again. It gets late early out here, all considered yogiisms. Berra said some of the famous lines attributed to him are true, but he never actually uttered others. What he did do on the field was win a record 10 World Series with the Yankees and become the American League's most valuable player 3 times.
His wife once asked Yogi Berra where he wanted to be buried, in St. Louis, New York, or Montclair, New Jersey. I don't know, he said. Why don't you surprise me? Researchers have uncovered a new species of dinosaur in Alaska, a plant eater. The fossils were found in a rock deposited 69 million years ago. This dino grew to 30 feet long, had hundreds of teeth that helped him chew coarse vegetation. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.